Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Somebody turn on the AC because it's hot in here. It's good to see you guys. How are you feeling?
We're feeling Irie. Oh, yes.
You know,
I'm feeling Irie.
You know when they shout,
yeah.
I'm reminded of the book of Acts. When the Holy Spirit descended upon the people praying in the upper room.
Yeah.
And as they began to speak in tongues and prophesy about the good things that God had done. Now, a question always occurs to me. That how were the people downstairs able to hear and interpret what those guys were saying? Because, let's try this. You guys, how are you doing? What have you had? And yet they are speaking English.
Yeah.
They're speaking English, but we haven't heard what you guys have said.
Exactly. So
anyway, it was a miracle of God.
And the people who interpreted were 3,000. And actually, there were more than 3,000.
They just rounded it
3,000 are the ones who got saved.
Anyway, guys, welcome to MC Live today.
Wow, yeah.
It's such a pleasure to be here.
Oh, yes.
And it's also such a pressure to be here.
Word.
So no matter which part of the country you come from, if you come from the south, west of the country, it's a pleasure to be here. If you come from the center of the country, it's a pleasure to be here. We're not sure which of the two it is, but both work. Anywho.
If you come from the east, it might be a pleasure.
No, my pleasure. We come from Kenya. I bring you all greetings from Apostle.
Oh, yes. We receive him.
Woohoo! Who is ministering in another country.
Oh, yes.
This is the point where you say, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Also, you one day you'll minister from another country.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
you
yes.
will get salvations in another country.
Oh, yes.
Get miracles, signs, and wonders in another country.
Oh, yes.
That will be your story.
Oh, yes.
So when they ask you, what will be your story?
Story.
And then you can tell them, you know, the other day I was in Australia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And as I was preaching, the power of the Lord came down heavily.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's Apostle's story, but that could also be your story.
Wow, wow.
And so I thank God for Apostle. Apostle, thank you so much for the opportunity that you give us to minister.
Yeah.
Thank you for this platform that you have given us to come and sit on your stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And speak to your disciples.
Your people, yeah.
Who are numerous.
Yeah.
And one day will be as numerous as the sand on the seashore.
Yeah.
So we bless you, we thank you, we salute you.
Glory.
Keep going higher, keep Amen. Excelling, keep doing wonderful things and lifting the name of Jesus higher where you are. We love you, we treasure you, and we can't wait to have you back here.
Oh, yes.
Although we know that even though we have you here, it's just for a short time and then you're off again to do the great things that God has called you to do. So thank you, Apostle. We love you. We treasure you. And may the good Lord bless you abundantly, exceedingly above all. For in this day and age, in the book of Matthew.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this day and age, shall receive. Okay, they may not receive other wives.
But that one,
they specifically left that one out.
Yeah.
But you know, houses and all those things. So I have temporarily given my wife over for the purposes of the gospel.
Deep.
So I'm waiting for hundreds of houses. Because the Lord keeps his word, doesn't he?
Oh, yes.
All right. Pastor Isaac, say something to the people.
Oh, well, I also bring you greetings for my wife.
Of course!
Oh, yes. And my little child, you know.
Chato baby.
Yeah, yeah. You know when you are telling us that we'll be there preaching in other countries practically,
yeah.
I couldn't help but think we are actually in another country. There are people watching online.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Salutations to those in UAE.
This is another country. We are coming to you from international borders.
Oh, yes.
You will be here practically.
It's true. Wow. Oh, what a blessing. I'm
very grateful to be here.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to Benny Hinn the other day, and he says that nothing in life happens by accident. And I have become a very firm believer in that. That a day like this is not an accident. It was ordained by God.
Yeah.
He saw it fit that we should be here, that we should be the ones seated here. Because I could be here seated with anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
But the way God ordained it is that I should be seated here with you.
Yeah.
You know,
preaching while I say yes, Lord.
You know, I met Pastor Isaac in 2017 or 2016. 2016, when we planted Worship Harvest Jazzville.
Yeah.
For a time, he was our MD and our worship team leader, our keyboardist.
Oh,
sometimes, master of disguise. Sometimes doubling as a drummer. Do you know he drums?
Oh, really?
Wow. And so, letting him go to come to Worship Harvest Naria was no easy.
Wow.
It was no easy at all. But apostles always told us that you give your best.
Yeah.
And
you reap
houses. Seeing the things that he's doing, I know we gave our best.
Wow.
You know, sometimes you think you've given your best.
Yeah.
Yeah? Then you discover maybe not.
Wow.
But you see, when I see the things that he's achieving here with the YXP and all the other small things he does, Apostle always boasts about him as, you know, he's the pastor with really no portfolio. That you can throw anything at him and he'll make it work. So I know that we did give our best, and I am very thankful to be and very honored to be here with you.
Wow.
It's such a blessing, and I thank God.
Wow.
In the spirit of giving thanks, I want to thank the team.
Oh, yes.
That makes this thing run.
Yeah.
You know, the sound guys sitting there at the back, no one ever sees them in their kabooth.
No.
But when things go wrong, then we make noise. The mic goes off.
Yes. Technical team, sound is low.
Wow. The people stand behind these cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thankful for you guys. Thank you very much for serving diligently.
Yeah.
For being present. I am thankful for Mint, Minister Timon, the keys, massaging those keys ever so sweetly to create an atmosphere of expectation. For in the atmosphere of expectation is the breeding ground for miracles.
For miracles.
Come on now.
Should we add a melody to it?
Yeah.
The atmosphere
of expectation.
Oh, yeah. Is the breeding ground of miracles.
Hey! Praise the Lord! So you're going to get your miracle today.
Oh,
just be expectant, because God is here and he's dishing out miracles.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Financial miracles.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Healing miracles.
We receive them.
Deliverance miracles.
Oh yes.
Whatever he has in store, he's serving.
Yeah.
And you guys have the privilege of receiving from him.
Yes.
Beautiful. We should go into other things, because we can be here and say other things until 7. Yeah?
But everything is useful.
Everything is useful.
Whatever you're saying is useful.
Okay, let's go into our text for today. Our text for today is taken from the book of Ephesians. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Chapter 1. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Ephesians.
Yeah.
And we've covered from chapter 1, verse 1, up to verse 14. As per last Sunday, last Wednesday, we got into verse 14.
Yeah.
And just seeing how Paul greets the saints. The other day, I had a Catholic lady talking to me, and I asked her, "Are you a saint?"
Mm-hmm. I want to hear the answer.
And she said to me, "No, I'm not a saint." asked her, what determines a saint? What are some of the characteristics of a saint? And she said,
can I guess?
Guess.
They are dead.
Yeah. They are dead. So I asked her, do you read your Bible? And she says, well, from time to time.
Yeah.
So please turn with me to the book. And I took her to the book of Ephesians, and I took her to chapter 1. It says, and that word keeps appearing a lot. But if you go to chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints who are in Ephesus. So I asked her, so was Paul writing to dead people? Well, that's a very good conversation. Yeah. That's a very good conversation starter for evangelism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because God calls you a saint.
Yeah.
On account of what Jesus has done.
Yes.
But you people, I'm not going back to verse 1 because look, let's move on to verse 15. But before we go to verse 15, I was talking to Pastor Isaac here, and we saw a pattern.
Yeah.
In what Paul is saying. Because if you read from verse 1, he's talking about what God has done.
Yes.
The works of God through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Redemption and all these things, inheritance and what is.
Redemption, purchased
possession through his blood and all that stuff.
Grace.
And
acceptance.
The picture is a picture of grace.
Oh, yes.
It's a picture of grace because all these things that God has done, he did without our permission, without consulting us. He found us there, for while we were lost in our sins, Christ died for us.
Oh, yeah.
All right? And so the first couple of verses, up to about verse 10, Paul is writing and he's depicting a picture of the grace of God, the undeserved favor, the unmerited favor of God towards us.
Yes.
Now when he enters verse 11, he changes course. And he says, in him also
we have obtained
an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Now the word there, obtained, is an active word. Right?
Yeah.
It's an active word. They say you have obtained favor. You have obtained grace.
Yeah.
You have obtained success.
Yeah.
There was some sort of action on your part that led to the obtaining of that thing, right?
Yes.
So when he talks about obtaining, now he has moved away from grace and he's entering faith.
Into faith. Oh, yes.
You see that?
Yeah. Because by grace you are saved through faith.
Through faith.
Yeah.
That's now chapter 2.
Yeah.
So he's telling us of the response of the people. And then he goes on, talks about all these things, talks about inheritance.
Yeah.
Then enter verse 15.
Mm.
Now verse 15 becomes very interesting because Paul says, therefore I also, we've argued about this also, but let's not go there yet. Let me just paint the broad strokes first.
Yeah.
Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for the saints. Verse 16. Next.
Do not
cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So he says, therefore, because I heard.
Yes.
After I heard, it means that something was happening with the faith that caused the faith to be heard.
Yes.
Right? It looks as though there's the faith was causing some effect.
Yes.
And as James writes, we'll come to that a bit later, as James writes in his, I think it's in the third chapter of James, where he talks about faith without works is dead.
Oh, yeah.
So by the time you're hearing of the faith, it means there is a working that is happening.
Exactly.
So we see the broad strokes of the pattern of what Paul is writing is he starts with grace, goes into faith, and ends with works.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's go into the details. Holy Spirit, help us. Open our hearts that we may be receptive to the word that you are teaching us today. Rid us of all distractions that we may focus on you and you only. For you have the words of life that will cause the transformation. Give us the victory that you have prepared in store for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Aha! Got it! Verse 15.
Therefore. So we're
laughing. What I find this funny is that we were laughing and we're saying, okay, you know how you can read one word,
yeah,
and you get stuck there.
Mm, mm.
That the word therefore alone.
I am the interpreter. Tell me to read.
Soma. Therefore. Lick it out. Lick it out.
Mm.
Therefore. So when he says therefore, I know we're talking about this and saying therefore could either refer to something that's happened before.
Yeah.
Because if you go to verse 14, and yes, he's talking about the inheritance, yes, that we have in Christ,
oh, yes,
and the response of the saints by faith to, yeah, what God has offered by, yeah, his grace.
Yes.
As a result of that,
yes,
all right, let's go back to verse 15. First, leave us there. Therefore, I also, after I have heard of your faith. So it could be talking about the stuff before.
Yeah.
But it could also be talking about the stuff after.
Yeah.
Because this statement is a composite statement that, yeah, has, I think, three sentences in, uh-huh, it, or three phrases.
Yeah, yeah.
The first phrase is, therefore I also.
Huh?
Now that is separated from the middle phrase, which is, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, okay? In other words, it is qualifying the therefore.
Yes.
So if you remove that middle statement and go to the next statement in verse 16, which says, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. You could read that statement as, therefore
I also
do not cease.
Yeah, to give thanks for you. Yeah.
To give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
Yes.
So that therefore could bounce up,
yeah,
but could also bounce,
yeah,
down.
Yeah.
Now we've looked at everything that up has to offer.
Yeah.
So let's look at what it would mean if the therefore is talking about the after.
Yes.
All right. Therefore, I also
after.
I'm a bit stuck. I'm stuck by the word also.
Yeah.
But we'll come to it. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith. And what we've been talking about is that faith without works is dead.
Yes.
Go with me to James chapter 3.
James chapter 3.
James chapter 3 from verse 14? Let me see. No, not 14. James 3. Am I in the right?
Is it 2:26?
It's James 2.
Yeah.
James
that's
2.
Been put up earlier.
James chapter 2. From verse 14.
Yes.
Yeah. It says, let's read that. It says,
it's coming.
2:14, yeah.
What
does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe
and tremble,
which means that the demons are even better than you. Because at least for them, they tremble. For you. Want to know, oh foolish man?
Faith.
Highlight that, oh foolish man.
Oh foolish man.
Because we'll come back to it. That faith without works is dead. Was not Abraham our father justified by works?
When he offered
Isaac his son on the altar, he really took him.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for God appearing and saying, stop.
The boy was gone.
Yeah, it was over. Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. Go down. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see, believed God, that is faith.
Yeah.
But you see, believe is not enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Believe must be accompanied by work.
Yes.
That because Abraham believed that God had made a promise to him saying that in you all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. You shall have descendants as many as the sand on the seashore.
Yeah, yeah.
You shall have descendants as many as the stars in the sky.
Yeah.
He believed that. Mm. And because he believed that, he showed his belief by obeying the instruction of God through works.
Yeah.
And the scripture was fulfilled where he said, believed God and was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. I'm going to come back to that.
Okay.
So two things we're coming back to.
Yes, O foolish man.
O foolish man.
Friend of God.
And friend of God.
Mm.
Like verse 24. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Yeah. Give me verse 26. Verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead
also.
So Paul, in verse 15 of chapter 1 of Ephesians, he's entering into now the area where faith is accompanied by works, so that the faith is perfected.
Exactly.
So that the faith is complete. All right? So, I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. And he makes a very interesting statement here.
Mm-hmm.
And your love for all the saints.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your love for all the saints.
Yeah. Yeah.
That the faith that they have in the Lord Jesus is accompanied by works. And some of these works are the love for all the saints.
Yes.
But now when he goes into the next phase, then he actually describes what love for all the saints looks like. Remember I said that the therefore could either go above
or below.
So or below. So when Paul uses the word also, he is saying, I was going to say, he's saying me also.
Yeah. But
he's saying that in the same way as you.
Yes. Oh yes.
You understand that? Mm. That in the same way as you, my response is similar to yours.
Yes, yes.
And what is Paul's response? Paul's response is this, in verse, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. In other words, what Paul is saying, that the demonstration of the faith of the people of Ephesus, is seen through the prayers that they make for the saints.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
And so he's saying, I am copying you.
Yeah.
So as you are doing, I also
I'm
doing the same.
Yeah.
And making a prayer, mention of you in my prayers, in the same way as you make mention of the saints in Ephesus as a demonstration of your love for them.
Yeah.
Apostle has said this very many times. He says, it is a very, I was going to use despicable, but maybe that's not the word.
Mm.
It is a very unfortunate place to be when you have no one who prays for you. That if there is no one who prays for you, it's a very sad place to be.
Mm.
And Paul is emphasizing this, that love for the saints is demonstrated by offering prayers to God for the saints.
Wow.
I like that every time you look at scripture, one of the questions you should be asking yourself, is there a command for me to follow? Another one, is there an example for me to follow? A command for me to obey, is there an example for me to follow?
Mm.
Is there an action that I must take out of this word that I have received? And right here is one of those actions. It's prayer.
Yeah.
When they asked, what's his name? Yonggi Cho. As the leader of the biggest church in the world, 800,000 people. They asked him, if you were given a chance to do this all over again, what would you do differently? And he said, I'd pray more.
Yeah.
I'd pray more. Billy Graham was asked the same question. He said, I'd pray more, preach less.
Yeah.
Billy Graham. Preacher extraordinaire.
Yeah.
When he was asked, what would he do different? He said, I'd pray more and preach less. Now that's prayer is the work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't. If you think about Worship Harvest, before 2020, There are many things that we did and there are many things we didn't do. One of the things we didn't do consistently was prayer.
Yeah.
And when Apostle put his foot down and said, guys, let us recover the spirit of prayer, then we begin to see growth and multiplication in areas that we'd never imagined before. When you look at your different zones and your MCs, when you started doing zonal prayers, 5 a.m. prayer, it changed everything about your ministry.
Yeah.
Why is that important? Because prayer is communion with God.
Mm.
So let me say the second thing first, then I'll go to the first
point number one.
You can't build relationship without communication.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not possible.
No, you cannot.
My wife and I have had one of the few success stories of long distance relationships. She was studying in South Africa and she was there for 4 years.
Mm.
And I was here.
Yeah. Without WhatsApp.
Without WhatsApp.
Without X.
Yeah.
No Instagram.
There's no Instagram, nothing.
No.
We used to do our
SMS.
Dates. We had SMS. But you see, the problem is that when you bought SMS bundles, I don't think they worked because you were sending messages to a foreign country.
Yeah, yeah.
I did all sorts of things, some legal and some not legal.
Let's just talk about the legal ones.
Maybe I should. So the legal ones is I bought airtime.
Okay.
And sent a message every day.
That's...
I beeped her every single day of the week. Just to let her know I am thinking about you.
Yeah.
Even if I had little money, I could call and talk for like 10 seconds. Hi, babe, I love you. What? Bye bye. And then we used to have dates on
Yahoo,
not Skype.
Something.
Skype. Wow.
Skype wasn't there.
Who said Skype? I just bale you.
Fact, you clam
Caesar. It wasn't Skype.
It was Yahoo something.
No, it was Yahoo Mail.
Yeah.
Yahoo Chat. There was something called Yahoo Chat. So Yahoo Chat had issues. Then Gmail came in, and Google Chat came in,
yeah.
And it changed everything. So we'd have dates on Google. We'd say, let's meet at 8 p.m. And so at 8 p.m. She'd go to the internet cafe where she, not cafe, it was the lab.
Yeah.
It was the lab.
Yeah.
Because she was doing a course that had to do with computer stuff. So she'd go to the lab. I would go to the internet cafe.
Yeah. The one with slow internet. Yeah.
I bookmark a computer in the corner and you pray that the network is fast today.
Yeah. Were you paying minutes?
Yeah, I would pay for like 1 hour. Then I sit. And we chat and we chat. Then sometimes Gmail would go off. What? Communication.
Yeah.
Was the key. I was listening to a guy called Vlad. And he was talking about intimacy with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he said one of the steps that he had to take to build intimacy with the Holy Spirit was to look at the Holy Spirit as a person.
Yeah.
And actually start building relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And so he would put a chair. And he would write, Holy Spirit sits here.
Yeah.
Then he would sit like so in his prayer room and talk to the chair.
Wow.
Because communication, you're talking to a person.
Yeah.
So he would do that every morning when he goes into his prayer. And he would do it like 4 minutes. I was like, 4 minutes? But it's better than nothing. He would do that until he built relationship and then he moved on to the next level, which was building friendship.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the second thing. Friendship. Because Abraham was called
the friend of God. Yes.
What was it that made Abraham the friend of God?
That
think about it.
He added works to his faith.
Yes. He obeyed God.
Yes.
He obeyed God.
Wow.
That it is in obedience to God that your friendship with God happens.
Yeah. Wow.
When Jesus was talking to his disciples, he says to them, I call you friends. Why? Because you do what I say.
Yes.
That might not work so well with your friend.
No, not on earth.
Not on earth, because our idea of friendship is like, no, you tell me to do something, we negotiate.
Yeah.
But again, friendships don't work when every time I ask you to do something, you argue against it.
Yes.
Right? So Jesus is teaching us that friendship with him is obedience.
Yes.
So Abraham is called the father and he's called the friend of God because he was obedient.
Yeah.
To what God asked him to do.
Mm.
Which allows me to segue into point number one.
Yeah.
Oh, foolish. Not Galatians.
Foolish man.
Oh, foolish man. Jesus tells a story of two men who are building.
Mm.
He says one built
on the sand
and the other one built on the rock. And his explanation of this story is that the one who built on the sand, when the floods came down, they washed his house away.
Yeah.
And the one who built on the rock, when the floods came down, the house stood firm.
Yeah.
What was the difference between these two people? What was the lesson he was trying to teach?
Mm.
He was trying to teach that there's two kinds of people in the world. There's those who hear. In fact, it says, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
Yeah.
There's two kinds of people. There are those who hear, and that's where it
and
stops.
Do nothing. Yes.
But there's another category of people who hear and
do something.
They do something about it. And that's the second category. Therefore, whoever hears these things of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. What is the opposite of a wise man?
Foolish.
Exactly, foolish man.
Yeah.
So when Paul is saying, you foolish man, one of the things he's trying to tell these guys is that, look, it doesn't just stop at what you believe or what you hear. You must do something.
Wow.
The works have to come in.
Yeah.
The works have to come in. There's no escaping the works. And the first level of works he's talking about here is prayer. In fact, if you read the rest of that chapter up to verse 23, he's talking about
prayer.
He's
just praying, yeah.
He's talking about prayer. He talks about revelation.
Yeah.
But we're not going to go into that because I'm going to look at our time. Our time is fast spent. But he's talking about prayer.
Oh, yes.
Apostles taught us often that that prayer is not in the... No, the success
equation.
Prayer is not in the success equation. Prayer is in the revelation equation.
Yeah.
And if you read down, he talks about revelation.
Yeah.
So if he's talking about revelation, obviously, he's referring to prayer, that it's in prayer that you get revelation.
Yes.
So the first step of work that he's calling us to do as saints who have received the grace of God and believed him by faith is to start praying.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Because prayer changes everything.
Oh, yes.
And so I want to appeal to us here. I mean, your MC shepherds, your zonal pastors, your MC members, your leaders in one sphere or another. One of the ways you can love your people is to pray for them.
Yes.
Pray for your leaders. Pray for those who you lead. That is your act of love.
Yeah.
That is your act of faith.
Yeah.
Because it is that that unleashes and releases the things that God has in store for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on your knees. Start praying. Take it seriously.
Mm.
And prayer is not about whether you feel like it or not.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, like, most times you won't feel like it.
Most times
you won't feel like it. If you wait to pray when you feel like it, you may never pray.
Yes.
But if you pray when you don't feel like it, you'll always pray.
Oh, yes.
You'll always pray.
Yes.
And, yeah. I think that's the message I got from verse 15 and verse 16. And, yeah. Is there anything you want to add or to subtract?
What?
Look, you say, yeah.
No. What? I mean, what you've shared is it's a full package in itself.
Yeah,
it's really a full package in itself. Faith is obedience.
Faith is obedience.
It's obedience. Yeah. You have to add actions, works, to what you say you believe. Yeah. I think the thing you say that hit me most is how Abraham is called a friend of God because he obeyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea being his obedience is sort of showing God that I can count on this person.
Yes.
If I talk to him, he's going
yes.
to do something.
Yes, I can trust you. Yeah.
Yeah, I can trust you. And I guess that's the thing that builds friendships, that I can actually count on you. I can't call you my friend if I'm going to call you at a certain time and you're not available.
Yeah.
So the fact that Abraham, when God talked to him, he obeyed. And everything God told him, he obeyed, including God talking to him in the night to say, circumcise all the males.
All the males,
and
yes.
And by morning, he has gathered all his more than 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And
snip, snip.
yeah, like, it's just that quick. I guess God looks at him and he thinks, I can count on this guy. This guy is my friend. So that has hit me that actually, for me to say that I'm a friend of God, it's not just a feeling.
No.
It's the fact that God can count on me, that when he calls on me, I'm available. And the way I show my availability is by adding works to the thing that I believe.
Amazing.
So if he says, go this side, I go.
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, if he can't count on me, then he can't say I'm his friend, because then he can't send me.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so that has done.
That's a great challenge to be called a friend of God.
Mm.
And it all starts with you believing God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is when we believe God and trust him that he begins to trust us as his friends. And prayer is the first place to start.
Exactly.
It's funny. This is the thing about prayer.
Mm.
Because prayer is in the revelation equation, right?
Oh, yes.
Is that when you start the work of prayer, what is going to happen is that God is going to give you an instruction.
Exactly.
God is going to give you an instruction. Right there is the test of your friendship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're praying for financial breakthrough. God says, give.
Mm.
And then you're going to, but, school fees, what? It begins to challenge the validity of your friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, our time is far spent.
Wow.
So, well, this went faster than I thought.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe invite people to take the first step to this journey of friendship.
Oh, yes. The scripture says in Romans that you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. The first step is you believe it. You believe that Jesus came for you, that Jesus loves you.
Oh, yes.
That he wants a relationship with you. He wants to spend eternity with you. He wants you to be with him in eternity. And once you believe that, and that's the reason he came and gave his life and paid for your sin that was separating you and him, you and God. And because of that, now you have free access. The next step is to add an action to what you believe and to confess with your mouth and to say, I receive you. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. I give my life to you. So you may be out there in a missional community. Maybe you're watching on TV or listening on radio, and you have never made that decision. You have heard the word preached. In your heart, you know that this Jesus is he loves you. He's everything. But you have never made that decision. Maybe all your life, all you've done is go to church, but never really made the decision. It's just your parents forced you to go into that place. Some of you have never even stepped into church, and this is the first time you've heard of Jesus, and you're thinking, I want to be a friend of God. I want you, wherever you are, to just lift your hand in that mission or community. If you're driving, just park your car and put your hand up as a sign of your faith, as an act of your faith. And as you do that, I want you to say these words with me, for the Bible says that you confess with your mouth. The step is as easy as that. And as you repeat these words, I want you to believe that your life is changing today. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for loving me.
For loving me.
Today,
I receive
you as my Lord. And as my Savior, I receive your forgiveness.
I receive your love.
Take my life.
Take my life.
And do something great with it.
And do something great
from today.
From today,
I declare
I am yours.
I belong to you.
I
am born again.
I am born again.
Amen.
Amen.
And just like that, you are saved. Welcome
yes.
to the family of God. Yeah, it's quite easy. Now, if you have said that prayer, please text us or WhatsApp on the number. If you're watching us on YouTube, there's a number that's going to be in the chat. On TV, there's a number running below the screen. And if you're listening to us on radio, just text 0775-642-449. Now, if you're in the diaspora, you're not in Uganda, just add the country code +256-775-642-449. And we will be glad to connect you to a loving family that's going to help you grow in this faith that you have started. Welcome to the family of God.
Amen. Even as we go, Luke chapter 5 verse 17 says that, now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of God was present to heal them. So even as you listen to us teaching here today, the power of God is present to heal you.
Oh yes.
And so I proclaim healing to everyone who's listening to the sound of our voice. Every form of sickness, physical, emotional, financial, psychological, whatever kind of sickness may be befalling you right now, I declare healing to you. For in the words of God is the power available to heal you. I speak against cancer.
Yes, Lord.
I speak against malaria. I speak against high blood pressure, diabetes. I speak against disunity in families. I speak against depression. I speak against financial challenges and difficulties. That right now, as you hear the sound of my voice, you receive deliverance coming from the throne of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Wow.
Otherwise, thank you all for joining us this evening. It's been a pleasure hanging out with y'all all across the globe, bringing the word of God. Also, me, I can say I've preached in many countries. But may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you all, and give you peace.
Amen.
Enjoy your MC party.
Amen.
See you next week. God bless you.
For listening to this teaching, we hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.